Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Denise Alioto, A-L-I-O-T-O. Address is 4230 Rancho Road, Chico, California, 95973. 408-460-0532. ID is triple XS, double XS, 4049. Date of birth, 2/22/1976. 47-year-old. Married woman. Insurance is Blue Shield. Pharmacy is Costco-Chico. Is addressed to Dr. Roy Bishop, M.D. Medical Director, Argyle Medical Group, 100 Independent Circles, Suite 100, Chico, California, 95973, 530-899-0130, 530-899-0142, parenthesis, facts, and parenthesis. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of right upper extremity, paresthesias, tenderness at the right wrist with reduced motor strength. New paragraph, comorbid medical problems. Glucose intolerance, morbid obesity, history of diagnosis of and findings of obstructive sleep apnea syndrome, acquired hypothyroidism, dysthymic disorder with anxiety state. Current medications listed vertically. Levothyroxine sodium, 50 micrograms daily. Fluoxetine-Prozac, 20 milligrams daily. Esomeprazole. Delayed release once daily, 40 milligrams. Metformin, 500 milligram tablets, extended release, 24 hours, one tablet evening, and twice a day. Spironolactone, 50 milligram tablets, once daily, Armour Thyroid, 30 milligram tablets, once on an empty stomach, once daily. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Bishop, thank you for referring your patient, Denise Alioto, for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you already know, She has difficulty with morbid obesity and has struggled with weight management, having previously lost to £150 on a nutritional diet, now regained to £240, subparagraph. Pulmonary sleep medicine evaluation at North State Pulmonary Associates, Dr. Verma, in the past has demonstrated some features of sleep apnea which have not been otherwise treated, new paragraph. Two years ago, she reports that she had COVID virus, and since that time has had difficulty with breathing and breathing symptoms. Subparagraph, on recent vacation to Italy, she had trouble keeping up with the other tourists, including her husband, who is bigger, quote-unquote, by her report. She's had swelling in both legs, but this has been improved with her recent therapy. New paragraph. Today she did not tell me that she had been taking metformin. New paragraph. She complains of tenderness in the right hand just below the thenar eminence. Subparagraph. Neurological testing in the right upper extremity shows a positive Tinel sign, and she has positive leave a blank for this word, sign on wrist flexion. New paragraph, hand grip testing discloses a grip strength of 20 pounds on the right, 25 pounds on the left, dash right is dominant extremity. New paragraph, she also gives a history of tenderness in the neck for which she obtains regular therapeutic massage. Forward flexion produces pain radiating to the upper part of the right shoulder. New paragraph, sensory testing at this time does not disclose hypesthesia. New paragraph, her deep tendon reflexes are otherwise preserved. Subparagraph, pathological reflex testing discloses a positive Babinski sign on the right, negative on the left. Palmar mental responses are normal. New paragraph. Cerebellar and extrapyramidal testing is otherwise unremarkable with no inducible neuromusculoskeletal tenderness, cogwheeling, or resistance. Rapid alternating successive movements and fine motor speed are all preserved. New paragraph. Her ambulatory examination remains fluid, non-ataxic, with preserved tandem heel and toe. Romberg's test is negative, although she does describe difficulty with a sense of unsteadiness when descending stairs. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Prediabetes risk factors with clinical findings suggesting risk for metabolic syndrome and carpal tunnel symptoms on the right with a clinical history suggesting a risk factor for cervical degeneration and a cervical radiculopathy, parenthesis, double crush syndrome, and parenthesis. Recommendations. We will obtain Dr. Verma's records for review. I'm scheduling her for a right upper extremity electrodiagnostic study to exclude carpal tunnel syndrome and a cervical radiculopathy. New paragraph. We will obtain metabolic syndrome testing to exclude pre-diabetic findings and insulin resistance. new paragraph. I am placing her on a women's nutritional vitamin product since she takes no vitamins on a regular basis by her report. New paragraph. I will see her in review with the results of her testing and further recommendations. And sign respectfully with my professional signature.